It is 10 a.m. Saturday at the Dock Shack Cafe in Sitka. Congressman Don Young sits down at a table near the front of the restaurant and orders two pancakes, three strips of bacon, and two eggs.
Eggs over easy?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, my dear. Uh-huh.
The eggs are over easy, but Young says the federal government is scrambled. He takes aim at the Forest Service and laments the decline of Southeast's timber industry.
There are no trees being cut in Southeast in any magnitude at all. The fact is, I first took this job, we had over, probably around 10,000 good-paying jobs in Southeast Alaska. Sitka was a lumber town. Etchkin was a lumber town. Petersburg was a lumber town. Wrangell was a lumber town. You know, Thorne Bay was a lumber town. Metlakatla was a lumber town. None of that's here. That's gone.
Young says large-scale logging is not coming back and that the Forest Service's shift toward restoration has hamstrung use of the region's resources. That said, the Tongass is still home to smaller-scale operations. Development struggles are frequent in Alaska, and one of the big ones last year focused on coastal zone management. The state's program, which many said gave Alaska a stronger voice in federal decisions, folded after 30 years when the legislature and the Parnell administration failed to reauthorize it in 2011. And a citizen initiative to restore it was defeated 2-1 in August. That's fine by Young.
It's just another layer of government that impedes communities. We don't need more government. Government produces nothing. It consumes money.
A lot of coastal community leaders, though, would say that coastal zone management was their voice. So I guess... Was their voice in development projects in their area. So how do they keep that voice?
I don't think so. I think you have your own voice right here. You don't need a coastal state management program. You can do it yourself.
Is that just through speaking up to the right legislators or just through normal ways of, how does that happen?
How can you develop anything if the city wouldn't agree to it?
Well, based on the Coastal Zone Management Program, if the city didn't have the say in the federal lands and stuff, it would just kind of come.
Well, you don't have any set of say in federal lands only 3 miles out. You don't have any say. What do you got to say? They do what they want to do.
That last question was from Daily Sitka Sentinel reporter Tom Hess. Also on the table this Saturday morning, hydropower. It's a primary source of electricity for many Southeast communities. Places like Sitka are trying to expand their capacity and having trouble getting money from the federal government. In Sitka, the Blue Lake Hydro expansion contracts came back millions of dollars over engineering estimates.
I want to suggest they put it out to bid again, but we're going to try to work with the state and with the federal government, see if we can't get money, because the idea of we burning any diesel fuel or any heating oil in Southeast Alaska is ridiculous.
Maybe the biggest piece of legislation for Southeast Alaska in Congress at the moment is the Sea Alaska Lands Selection Bill. It would allow the Regional Native Corporation to select land outside the original boundaries set up in 1971. Young's version has passed the House, and a Senate version, sponsored by Senator Lisa Murkowski, is still in committee. Young says he does not know how his bill will fare in the Senate, and that we'd have to ask the Senate that question, but he did have plenty to say about gridlock in D.C., specifically who he thinks is responsible.
Harry Reid. He is probably the worst majority leader I've ever witnessed, and I know him personally. I don't think he's malicious. He could lead himself out of a dark tunnel if the light was at the other end. We've passed 22 good energy job bills to the Senate. Now, they don't have to agree with what we passed, but they ought to work on the issue and send it back to us and see whether we can reach some type of agreement. He won't do that.
Young says he expects the GOP to pick up 4 seats in the House, but have a harder time in the Senate. Republican Congressman Todd Akin's candidacy in Missouri has been hindered by comments he made about rape this summer. And Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown is waging a close campaign against Democrat Elizabeth Warren. He's more assured, though, when it comes to the White House. Young says Republican nominee Mitt Romney will win the presidency in November. That prediction comes despite polls that show President Obama with a slight edge.
There's no reason to get upset watching these bobbleheads. That's what they are. CNN, Fox News, NBC, CBS, and all the rest of them are all bobbleheads. And we got a poll today, a poll here, and it's all nonsense. Because most people now, I know myself, they call me up and I don't even answer it. And a lot of people are just fed up. So I think you're going to see a pleasant result for myself and the party in November.
Young, meanwhile, faces a challenge from Democratic State Representative Sharon Cisna as he runs for his 21st term in the U.S. House. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.